completely from governmental and political life. That is the story of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, of the schools of Shammai and Hillel, of the beginning of the formation of the Mishnah, etc. They played a different role than they had played before. The Zugos, Shimon ben Shotach, others had been advisors to the kings. They had participated in the government. Now you had no participation of the Prushim in the government whatsoever. The Prushim, in fact, made an independent government, a government based upon Torah, upon religion, that had nothing to do with the Prushim behaved already as though they were in exile, as though it were not a Jewish state. And in fact, the Talmud tells us that decades before the Churban, because of the fact that there were so many murders, etc., so the Sanhedrin no longer tried criminal cases. The Sanhedrin withdrew from that area. Just as in the exile, the Sanhedrin, the Jewish Beis Din, would no longer try criminal cases. It's no longer our affair. We're unable to control it. It's not our country. It's not our government. So in effect, the Prushim under Hillel and Shammai withdrew from the government. And that would be their attitude to the end, to the time of the Churban. It's a little like the attitude of Choni Amagol that I mentioned to you in one of the previous lessons, a plague on both your houses. It's not, we can't deal with it. It's just part of the destruction. Second point that has to be made here is that Hurdis made a conscious attempt to uproot the Talmidei Chachamim, to uproot the Prushim from Jewish life. He always felt endangered by them. He was more frightened of Hillel than he was of any Roman general. But he never laid a hand on him. But on the other Talmidim, on the other Talmidei Chachamim, on the other rabbis, he made life very, very hard, very difficult. So that you have a situation where Jews living ostensibly in the Jewish state with a Beis Hamikdash still there really found themselves under foreign oppression. And that was his purpose in keeping on selling the Kahuna Gdola. He cheapened it. It was sold to the highest bidder. People who had no right to be the Kohen Gadol were appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. People who had no right to be on the Sanhedrin were appointed to the Sanhedrin. He cheapened all religious Jewish life. And in so doing, he caused the people to look for support no longer to the Kohanim, no longer even to the Sanhedrin. They looked now to the people, Hillel and Shammai and their Talmidim, that they would be the ones that would restore Jewish greatness and keep the Jewish tradition alive and allow them to survive.